a fly gal, get your nails done, get a pedicure, get your hair did.
Yummy, take it into the gym like a piranha. Yummy, take it into my gym like Yanni Wanda. I mean, it's only hit the top and see yaga. I mean, y'all bitches better yell like Ariana if they ever do.
I don't know, friend.
Well, we're gonna get into it. I'm Lee.
And I'm Mac.
And this is the I Don't Know Friend podcast. We're gonna go ahead and start like usual with hot topics. First thing we have on here is these allegations that Chris Bassett is cheating on his wife, Candace Dillard, from Real Housewives of Potomac. Allegedly, he's had a mistress or like an affair for 6 months, and old girl ended up having to get an abortion. She eventually went to the blogs, Tasha K, and a couple of like other people on TikTok giving quote unquote receipts. Yeah.
So I thought it came out that it wasn't true or something.
It didn't really come out. That was what I was going to touch on. So somebody on TikTok had ended up like DMing the girl to see her alleged receipts, most of which were just like nudes and stuff. But in one of the pictures, you could see an arm tattoo. And so he ends up DMing Chris and asking him if he has any arm tattoos. And he's like, no, I don't. And Chris does have like a tattoo on his like left, like calf leg thing. And none of the pictures, well, when he asked the girl, well, do you have pictures like that? I can see the leg or whatever. And she was like, no, she doesn't. But, yeah, there was like a lot of, yeah, it was just random pictures. So like it was all like, you know, chest pics, whatever. So you can't really, it wasn't even really seeing his face, or like nude, like pictures, like selfies up in the air. Mm-hmm. So it hasn't been, that's really it. He hasn't come out and said anything about it, and neither has Candace. But honestly, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, because it's like a pattern anyway, like with allegations, I'm assuming. And Chris ain't squeaky clean like we thought he was when we first met him. So, yeah, ain't no telling, to be honest.
I wouldn't be surprised. I feel like part of me don't even think they even really like each other. So,
like, yeah. Why do you feel like that?
I don't think Chris actually likes Candace. I can't. I don't know.
Things that she does really does like
bother him, and so I just feel like that. And so I'm saying, I don't think he likes her. Like, he might love her, whatever, whatever. But you can be with somebody and not like them.
Like, she acts like a child,
and she does. So that's what I'm saying. I don't think he likes her. So I would not be surprised if he was having an affair. Like, that's what happens. You end up marrying somebody and that you don't actually really fuck with, like their personality wise, and you don't want to be around them, you don't want to deal with them. So I didn't see a picture of the girl. I'm curious to know what her ethnicity is, like if she's black. I feel like she is, but I mean, because was his first wife wasn't black, was she?
I don't even know.
Or her baby mom. His kids is light skinned, so I assumed that they were mixed. I assumed they were like, his kids don't even look black, so I assume they were like half Hispanic or something. Like, they don't look full white, but they don't look biracial, like black and white either. I assumed their mama was something else. But a part of me thinks she's white. I'm not gonna hold you. Or that his actual, not necessarily this lady, but his actual side chick is a white lady named like Barbara or something. Like, she's an older white lady. She keeps to herself. It's drama free, and that's what he likes about her.
You could be right.
Yeah. Anyway, let's go ahead to the next topic. We have the whole Funny Marco, G Herbo, Southside situation.
This is dope. Y'all watch wrestling growing up, right? Watch what?
Wrestling.
Like oh, Hulk smash.
Okay. If you guys became the Undertaker, who'd be Kane? Who'd be Undertaker?
I'll be Undertaker, he'll be Kane.
He'd be Undertaker, I'll be
Kane. What makes him Undertaker?
Because he's fucked up.
I'm fucked up, bro.
He said that.
I'm Kane because it's like...
Chill?
I'm just here. I'm just... He Undertaker, I gotta be Kane. What the fuck else I'm gonna be? If he Undertaker, who else I'm gonna be, dumbass? Fucking idiot. Ain't they brothers?
He ain't fucking ain't brothers, bro. Like, what the fuck?
Okay, so if he Undertaker, I'm Kane, dickhead.
You could be the referee.
No, you the referee. Stupid.
Referees do be tripping.
Where the fuck did you get that hat from, bro? That's what I want to know.
I got this from Target.
Nowhere. Found it.
Tarjay?
Let me see this stupid ass hat. That dumb ass shit I want, dude. What the fuck is that?
This is dope. Yeah.
I didn't nobody. That wasn't scared. Like, if you were scared, I can't help how your mama raised you. Like, what you... Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't. That's why I stay off this shit. Cause no matter what it is, make me the bad guy on this mob. When it come to whatever, when it come to bitches, when it come to this, when it come to, you feel me? Like, whatever it come to, they make me the bad guy. Y'all stop being, stop throwing rocks in high y'all hands, bro. That go for rappers, that go for comedians, that go for moguls, that go for whoever. I'm on his ass, bro. I don't want to hear that shit. I done let a lot of shit go. I done said. I just let shit go. Like, you know, I don't even get in the middle of shit no more. Like, and I'm still sitting here laughing right now. If you a bitch ass, just stay the from around me. Like, I got enough bitches. I have a lot of shit I deal with. I don't need no more bitches around me. You feel me? I'm cool. Bitch ass, just stay away from me, bro. That's it. I didn't.
So basically, Funny Marco was interviewing, Southside, and if you don't know, Funny Marco is like a comedian. He's very big about doing like these awkward interviews, kind of before that white girl was doing them. Like, he'll just say weird stuff or make like, it's like dry humor, but he'll be having like a prank going on in the background. Like, well, he'll start yelling at the crew or something, like all kinds of stuff. And so he had Southside on here. Southside at first was, I don't know how to explain it. He was matching Marco's energy a little bit, but it was just giving weird and like a little bit goofy. But then all of a sudden Herb pops out. You could tell Marco actually didn't know Herb was coming, and Southside's energy changed, and Herb basically, there was like ganging up on him, like saying they were in their voices joking, playing with him, woo, 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 woo. But in reality, they were just being mad disrespectful. Like, Marco's got like, I forget what it's called. I think it's like ice pick skin, where they have like those deep scars from like acne and stuff. So they were talking about his skin and talking about this and that. And like, he'll do this thing where he purposely dresses really odd, like weird. Like, we'll wear like crazy big suits and like weird hats and stuff. So Herb like took his hat and threw it across the room. They threw a cup at him. Like, in the beginning part of the interview, Marco had like his phone and was calling somebody talking about some, y'all have my $250 on hold. Like, he kept being like, hold on, and picking up the phone to like argue with, like, quote unquote, argue with customer service about this money. So they had like put money in the cup and then took it back and like threw it. It was like a whole thing. They started just getting like really weird. And I don't know. It was giving like mean girl energy. They're like, that's just how, yeah, it was just giving weird like mean girl energy. Herb was like, oh, you lucky I'm even here. I'm talking to you respectfully because I shouldn't be respecting you right now. Like, all kinds of shit, which leads me to believe
called him he don't like that bitch. And he,
no, we were talking about him when he said that.
Your phone didn't
think
about Funny Marco?
No. They were talking about somebody else. They basically started having like a side conversation. So Southside was like, his son hates you. And then Herb's like, no, my son don't hate nobody, but he doesn't like him. And then he starts telling a side story about some other dude. And that's who he was talking about.
You sure?
But I watched the interview. I didn't watch the clips. Yeah. Oh, okay. And so, yeah, it was like a whole thing like that. And so Marco, for whatever reason, still put out the interview, And after the fact, I guess he made a post basically talking about how he didn't enjoy it and it was like uncomfortable. And so people were agreeing with it. I'll insert it here. It's too blurry for me to read it. But yeah, people were either on Herb's side and them or on Marco's side. It was just like a back and forth as usual on the internet.
Yeah, I didn't really care for it. I didn't watch the interview. Only because I'm just like, I don't want to watch this clownery. Because it was just given that. I like Herb. Never really cared for 808 to begin with, Southside. But Herb is just like, he seemed a little drunk, but I didn't like the energy that they was giving.
I feel like that's how he really act, though. If you're drunk and you going off on this man talking about this and that, that you really had beef. Somebody on TikTok was like, they kind of feel like it's a bit deeper and like that he really don't fuck with Marco, and that's why he was doing all that, because Marco and Ari are actually kind of close, like you said, like I said earlier.
Well, if that's the case, then Herb, stop having him around when it's no cameras around, because he has had Marco around when Marco gave his son the shoes, and his son was like,
because they had that. Ari and Marco had a few different, I don't know if they hung out outside of it, but they've definitely been around each other a lot, like for different videos and stuff. And so people are like, something must have happened. They feel like something extra was happening behind the scenes prior to the interview, and that's why he was surprised to even see Herb show up. And then yeah, he had like that kind of smoke for him a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then Southside was like, if you a bitch ass nigga, stay from around me, if that's how your mama that's raised you.
I was giving pick me and I just did not like it, like pipe down, sis.
And he said, if you're a rapper, this goes for if you're a rapper, comedian, or a mogul. Oh, so you're mad at Diddy. That's what this is. Because why would you say or a mogul? Who? No one's gonna say that. So
let's not forget when he did make that shady post about don't nobody even drive Benz trucks because Diddy bought Carisha Benz.
Yeah, exactly. So he mad at Diddy too. It's just a lot. And then Tusi had to put his two cents in. I can't stand that man. My homegirl loves her some Tusi, and I don't understand why.
Never mind.
She loves her some Tusi, and I'm like, I don't understand why. That nigga is so weird. But Marco had an interview with him, and he brought some kids on there to like pretend like they were Tusi kids. And so Tusi commented or tweeted, I should have disrespected Marco ass. How Herb did for him
was
saying those was my damn kid.
Because Tusi, sit down.
I mean, I feel like he was just trolling a little bit. I think he just wants attention. Because, like you said, pick me. He be putting his business on the internet because he can, because he wants attention. So I think he just wanted some attention because his interview didn't. I mean, it got a little bit of buzz, but it wasn't all that.
The same person who put out that he cheated on his girlfriend. So don't think that we're perfect.
And then got mad because people, would bring up the fact that he cheated on his girlfriend. We wouldn't have known if you didn't tell us.
we didn't ask for that information.
You volunteered it, and so when people call you out for saying weird stuff, and that's why you cheated on your girl, now it's every time I do something, y'all just want to bring up. We wouldn't have known, babe. You wanted us in your business. Now we in your business. So yeah, he brought that up. And it was just, I don't know. I didn't like it. I watched like, I think it's a 30-minute interview. I watched like the 25 minutes or so. But I don't see what the point was or the goal was. I would have posted it. I'm not gonna hold you.
I was surprised that he did. Maybe
I would have posted it.
I don't really have.
I would have edited it. I would have, because Herb only came in like, it was a 30-minute interview. He literally came in 15 minutes in. I would have copped that shit right out and did a 15-minute review and called it a fucking day.
My camera time.
And what the hell? Yeah. I don't know. But shout out to Marco. I like his interviews.
Right. Shout out to Marco.
They were weird about that. Next, I guess we could talk about DJ Envy getting arrested and his boy. What is it? What's the man's name?
You know, I thought they just got raided.
The office got raided. I read when I Googled it, he had gotten arrested, but he got out too, like on bond, same, you know, within a couple hours too.
Oh.
When I Googled it the other day, like when the news broke, and then I saw that the office got raided. But anyway, arrested, office raided, all in connection with the alleged Ponzi schemes, real estate stuff. If you've been paying attention to him for a while, he's been talking about him and his friend. What is the friend's name? Him and his friend.
Is his friend still arrested, if I'm not mistaken?
I don't think so. I think he got out on like $1 million bond. It was a Carlos or Pena or Rico, some nigga. I don't know.
Yeah, I can't remember.
DJ Envy and him have been allegedly flipping apartment buildings. Doing real estate. It's very confusing. People have been bringing up clips from like him talking about it, and he says different stuff every time, which is very much giving.
He don't even really have a full understanding
that he don't know what the hell they're doing. But basically, from the different research I have done, he was Envy and the guy, we're gonna call him Carlos because I really cannot remember his name. Envy and Carlos were getting people to invest in like low income buildings that they were gonna flip into high rises, basically. And flip into high rises. And so they were kind of using DJ Envy's name and, like, you know, his celebrity to let people invest. So, you know, $500,000 from different investors for these buildings that, as of today, have not even been built. There ain't no framework. There ain't no nothing. I don't think there's plumbing in that.
How many years in the making is this?
Like, it started prior to pandemic. So I think it started like 2017, 2018. And allegedly COVID slowed stuff down. Okay, cool, whatever. But now it's 2023 and it's still flat. It's still concrete. And not trying to give people their money back. There was that one, and there is another. Didn't really understand what that one was, and I don't know if he's actually, those charges are coming up with it, but it was some type of like digital money crypto type service that was supposed to be, you invested money into it and they would help you flip it, the crypto, and they used Envy's name and the other guy who basically is known for being associated, Caesar,
okay,
for being associated with Envy to do all of this. And so there's a federal indictment brought out for wire fraud, and they raided the iHeartRadio offices, which is where they record the Breakfast Club, to, you know, get whatever evidence they needed to get out of there. Interesting that he doesn't have a home office, and they had to come to, I think, I'm wondering if they just added it just in case, because, like, what information would he have had in there? You know what I'm saying? Like,
he doesn't have an office at the studio?
No, I'm saying it's interesting that they raided, like, the studio, and I'm assuming he had an office in the studio, as if he doesn't have, like, a home office or somewhere else that he does his business at. Like, I'm gonna assume they just checked every, like, they're like, oh, let's just check everywhere to get whatever we can type things. But, yeah, they raided the office, and he is facing time for wire fraud because it was, the money was sent via wire and across state lines. So that's some serious charges there. Do you think he's gonna get fired from the Breakfast Club?
You know what? I feel like he would have to actually be found guilty to be fired. I'm not sure if I see them. I feel like if they fire him at that point, maybe Charlamagne can find someone to do the show with him. At that point, it's just crumbling down. Because, like, I don't know. I would have to really see, like, some major changes for me to think, like, maybe it would still be able to go on. But, yeah, I feel like he would have to be found guilty and getting ready to be sentenced to something for them to fire.
I mean,
him.
But it's bringing it in, like, his shit is bringing it into the workplace.
It
and
is.
That's why I'm like, I can see it. If it was, you just like in his outside time
on Monday, because he already speaking out about it after his attorneys told him not to. But
what did he say?
DJ Envy. He was basically saying that, dang, I should have posted the clip in the chat page. But he basically spoke on some things. He was like, my lawyers told me not to speak, and Charlamagne said, and you shouldn't. He said, no, but I just want to clear some things up. Envy don't know how to listen, so that's probably why he in this situation now. He did say when he was talking to Joe Budden about it, Joe Budden said, you gonna go to jail.
Sounds like a Ponzi scheme.
Yeah, that it sounds like
Joe's exact words. And he brought that up, like, when he would be trying to get other people into it. He's like, I talked to Joe.
Right.
I talked to, who was it, Mace?
These are your the people that you call your friends. And he's telling you it sounds like a Ponzi scheme. So, I gotta find what he basically spoke on, because this was... Was this when they arrested?
I don't think he got arrested. I definitely read that, but now I'm looking it up. I think they just reported it wrong. Just Caesar got arrested, but I think it says it was 2 days ago.
Yeah,
but there is some recent articles about it. So he allegedly defrauded dozens of victims through a Ponzi-like scheme. Envy, whose real name is Rashawn Casey, was not charged, but many alleged victims claim his celebrity name influenced them. So he wasn't charged with anything.
Okay, here it goes. So basically, okay, this was before they got raided. So he was speaking on the scandal itself, and he was like, my attorney told me not to speak, but there's some things I want to clear up. And then Charlamagne was like, I think you need to listen to your attorney. And DJ Envy went to explaining.
We'll insert it here. Send it to me.
There's been a lot going on, Charlamagne.
Like what?
Don't say like what, man. There's been a million and one accusations.
Oh my God, no.
I'm being serious. So let me explain some things. My attorneys don't want me to speak, but I think there's things that I need to clear up a little bit.
I think you should listen to your attorneys. Why don't light-skinned people like to listen? Like, if your attorney told you don't say nothing, why are you talking?
Listen, so Caesar and myself did seminars. Now, the reason I did these seminars is because I wanted to uplift my community. I wanted to teach my community about real estate, things that I didn't know when I was first buying my first home. I wanted to teach our community about investing in generational wealth. So I did these seminars and brought industry professionals to all these seminars, whether it was real estate agents from different markets, contractors, conventional lenders, hard money lenders. I even brought auction.com to actually show people how to purchase houses online. That's what I wanted to do for my people. Now, Caesar, if he took money, I wasn't privy to it, nor did I even know. But I do understand how people feel if they did give him money, because I gave him a lot of money.
Jesus.
That I didn't see a dollar of return. But for anybody to say I was involved, that's totally not true. I would never. I've been on this radio close to 30 years, and never in my 30 years time did I do nothing but try to uplift people and show people a different way through the business mind, and I would never take a dollar from somebody.
I could be wrong, but I didn't see nobody accusing you of taking money. I just saw them say that they met Caesar because they heard you talking about Caesar.
Nah, they basically said I was privy to it, and that wasn't true.
I from what I read in actual court papers, I didn't see that. They said that all these people are saying that they met Caesar because of you.
Right, and they're saying
nobody accusing you of taking no money.
To the point where if you read the court documents, Caesar wrote an affidavit that says DJ Envy, Rashawn Casey, had no knowledge of me investing people's money.
I saw that too.
He wasn't there. He wasn't part of those conversations. He wasn't even nowhere in those meetings. And those are documents that's out there. So if we're going to talk about truth, let's talk about the truth. And those are the documents out there. And
well,
I know
you can't talk about the truth yet because your lawyers don't want you talking at all. So the smart thing to do is, I understand you want to say something to the listeners, and I'm sure the listeners appreciate it. But man, just wait until all the dust settles. And when all the dust settles, then we can get on this radio and have a real conversation. Until then, I don't think you should be saying any of this, but you know, that's just me. Look at you. You can't even help yourself. What else you want to say now?
Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing.
All right.
But
when the dust settles, you can have a real conversation with the
audience.
But
it's difficult because the stuff that you're hearing is like, that's totally not true. Like, it's not true. Like,
well, that should be,
that's fake news. Like, those are fake stories.
That should be enough. You know what the truth is. If you know what the truth is, don't worry about it, because the truth don't need no defense. It just needs, the truth don't need no defense, just witnesses. That's it.
All right. All right, well, hopefully.
And by the way, you look very suspicious because you don't have your Just for Men in right now. So it's like the grays are coming in right here in the back, and you need a little haircut, so it just makes you look like, oh.
I just want to say this on closing. I've never stole anything from anybody, and I'll just leave it at that. What?
You know what rhymes with what?
What?
But. And from what I was told, you used to steal a lot of butt back in the day.
See, that's... See, I can't... I'm trying to be serious here, and you're playing around.
Good old, big old queen from Queens.
Yeah, because he's basically now, at this point, it's me or you, kind of with Envy. Because he said, now, if Caesar was taking money, he's not... He was unaware of that. But however, at this point, Envy... Your name was on them wire frauds. So if he was taking money and it was going in that account first.
He's trying to say he didn't get a return on his investment either.
Well, maybe if he has the right attorneys, the right money, maybe he can get off with this. And if Caesar is really guilty, then he'll just, you know, take the blame or whatever. But we shall see.
Oop, and apparently his wife removed some of her social media posts featuring numerous luxury designer items that Envy buys her each year. Period. The attorneys told him, but you know, the internet.
Right.
They got the
it
pictures.
Ain't gone. Right.
They got the pictures already.
It's gone, but it ain't gone.
Mark gonna snitch. He gonna give them right back to it. All right. He gonna sing like a canary. That's crazy. But okay, so this is exactly what happened according to this article in USA Today. Starting in 2017, like, oh, I was right. Look at me, bro. I really just be knowing my stuff. Anyway, 2017, Pena began taking investments to renovate and resell properties, promising a 20 to 45% return on investment within 5 months across the New Jersey and other places. According to reports, Pena accused of diverting funds from investments for his personal gain and using fresh investments to repay earlier investors, thus the Ponzi scheme. Shortly before Pena's arrest...
Okay, well, the Ponzi scheme was...
What makes it a Ponzi scheme is that, like, you're getting all these investors. So I get you and my brother to invest, and then I get my mom and my sister to invest, and I use my mom's and sister's money to pay you back, so it looks like you got that I'm actually making the money, and then I get more investors to pay, and it's just like to all the old people.
You didn't start Ghost, but yeah, it was a whole little Ponzi scheme thing that happened, and it was literally that he's just getting more richer people to pay the other richer people.
Right. So it's just like nothing's ever starting, and I'm just, the original people get paid, and the new people at the end never end up getting paid because nobody came in after them to cover them, or basically. So that's kind of what happened. Shortly before Pena's arrest, Pena allegedly scammed investors by soliciting investments in properties he didn't own and offering the same properties to multiple investors. He also is accused of attempting to pay investors back in jewelry. Pena and his wife... Okay, doesn't matter. Pena and his wife are now facing over 20 lawsuits. Per.
When it comes to fraud and with all this money and they don't be playing about that. That's why Herb going to jail now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that wasn't no Ponzi scheme, but anything with fraud, money, they gonna get you.
Exactly.
They gonna get you. So, hey, if this, if he does get fired,
I think he might get sat down. You know, like in church, they be sitting you down when you get pregnant. The reasoning is going to be because it's coming into the office and making people nervous. You know, you can get enough HR complaints, you can do anything. Yeah. So yeah, y'all got to be careful who y'all get invested into. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because how he even met Caesar? He grew up with him.
I don't know, but he definitely did jail time. So. yeah, that's it with that DJ Envy situation. I hope that he don't end up having to do jail time because he got all them damn kids. But yeah, you usually gotta be careful using your name like that. Next we could talk about Young Blue getting arrested for battery. He allegedly slammed his, I'm assuming this is his baby mom, slammed her into the ground over a custody dispute. He showed up to try to pick up the baby, and she alleges an argument ensued, and he picked her up and flung her into the ground. She sustained injuries on her right arm and hip, and he got arrested for misdemeanor battery. I'm gonna tell y'all right here, right now, looking directly into the camera, I will send you to jail. I will beat your ass. I will pistol whip you. I fear for my life. I'll hit you with my car. And then I'm sending you to jail. Because what is wrong with you?
Do anything to protect myself.
I will send you to jail.
If that involves with me, you...
And then it ends with you in jail, baby. It ends with you getting bent over. I was literally on TikTok. You know, late night TikTok lives? They be in jail, posted up. This man pulls out a rack of condoms this long, talking about from when they go out in the backwoods. I said, where am I at? Why are we flexing this? They have bottles of Patron and a stack of Magnums. What is happening?
Oh my God.
Calling the feds, baby. Someone's like, are there girls? They're like, no, ain't no girl. They're like, don't get mad. You flexing condoms? Like,
what type of girls? It's their type of girls there.
What? I said, when you go to the backwoods. Oh my gosh. I was appalled. It was not even that late either. It was like 8:30. I think I was still at work. Like, this is not that type of time, sir. Oh my goodness. So, yeah. You'll be right there bumping booties. Because it ain't going out like that. So. Right. And he is out. He got released after posting the $2,400 bail. I can't tell if this is the wife or other baby mom.
Baby mama is the wife or what?
I can't tell. They're not, like, I'm not sure. I think they're trying to, like, protect the identity, and that's why they were intentionally vague. So I don't know how many. I thought maybe they had a young kid. I didn't think they had a 10-year-old. This is a 10-year-old kid, so maybe this is another baby mom. I don't know. I don't pay attention to them that closely, but I thought when we talked about him last and I was looking them up, they had little kids,
right?
Like 5-year-olds, 5 and like 2 or some shit. But yeah, you can't be putting your hands on people. We are past the day of not putting out a baby. I'm calling the people crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So shout out to her for actually calling them people. Keep your hands to yourselves, sirs. Okay. Thank you. Next, I guess we can talk about your fave couple, new mom, Miss Nikki Baby. And her young man and her baby. This lady is taking like a family photo shoot in a full illusion mesh dress. Tight fitting. I'm assuming she has like nipple covers on and a thong. But it's completely see-through.
These are family pictures.
Holding the baby. Now, like,
holding the picture.
Yeah,
my thing is, a lot of people had things to say.
Oh, she's in the comments.
Yeah, she was just saying she looks good.
She said, child, my man loved it, and that's all that matters because it's our family photos. Carry along, and oh, the body looked the fuck good, too, for just having the baby. That's because you have your plastic surgeon on speed dial, baby. You have a new face every 3.5 minutes, so I would assume you get a new body this time, too. I was just me. We see the tummy tuck belly button. We know what it is. So stop. It's weird. It's a little inappropriate. But I mean, white people be doing that. They be taking like them like naked pictures. Not the
but
naked.
But my thing is, in today's time, I'm not even surprised at what she wore for this family picture. But it was just giving girl.
A jogging suit. It just doesn't match. I just don't get it.
Nothing is given. Nothing. The baby is the only decent.
The baby chilling. He don't know what he got in himself into. Oh, it's not a jogging suit. He got on like a silky shirt and some like pants. It looked like a jogging suit though. From a distance, that looked like a little
like
a little
if Nike I would. Fit. I wonder if those pictures are going out to the family. And if they are...
I mean, they're on Instagram for the world to see, so why would she might as well give them to the mama, the grandma?
Might as well. But my thing is... Yeah, the picture didn't make no sense.
What would you do if you were the photographer and she came out like that? What would you do if you were the photographer and she came out like that?
I'm getting my bread and I'm leaving. Do what y'all want to do with this weird ass family picture that y'all got going on. She's in a mesh top. The baby is don't know what the hell is going on. The daddy is dressed like if he's finna go out to dinner, you know, a regular day. Nothing is giving baby. We just had a baby. Nothing is giving that, but the
like the baby and the baby daddy are in black. I guess she's matching with them too because she's got the black thong. So they're all in black.
Girl, they're all in black. I'm over it.
I love a nice coordinated picture.
No hate and shit.
I'm hating a little bit. I think it's weird.
Why?
I'm not going.
I mean, I'm not hating. It's just why?
It's weird.
It's awkward. But yeah, let's move along from how.
Like, imagine the baby grow up a little bit, and you know how like school they like bring a baby picture when he in school, and that's what he has to bring in. He's getting sent home. You're gonna get a letter.
And then at this point, she like, my man loved it. Your man is 27, boo. Let's be for real at this point. Like, of course he's gonna love it. But to be honest, no, it's a place and a time. I'm sorry. This is about the baby. Like, it needs to be family coordinated. This is just giving you're going to a... You going
it looks
out
like
to the
going to different occasions. Yeah, she went to the club.
Yeah, nothing is matching.
It's a very odd photo. And I'm not rocking with it. But yeah. Lastly, real quick, I guess we can touch on Brian McKnight. He dropped a album of lullabies for his newest baby, and the caption is, so proud to introduce our son Brian Kinoa Makoa Jr. to the world with the release of my new album lovingly created for him Jr. because I am proud to officially announce that I've legally changed my name to exactly match my legacies. My legal name is now Brian Kinoa Makoa McKnight Senior. McKnight Time Lullabies, the songs of a father to his namesake, is available now. That's the name of the album. McKnight Time Lullabies, the songs of a father to his namesake. Mind you, he has a junior
at this point. Brian wants to be the worst daddy on earth at this point.
I'll insert the whatever of what his son had to say. But basically, he's like, dude is delusional. And I'm like, right. Fact.
Yeah.
Because you have a junior. You have a namesake.
Literally. So now at this point, it's giving you're being spiteful on purpose.
He is.
It's the false reality in his head is if he does not have a junior, just because whatever your kids did to you, and you're literally removing them from your life and you're starting all over with this new family, and that's delusional. To change your name to your new son's name, your mother gave you a name. Your mother gave you a name, and you then gave your son that same name. So right. What, this name, your name, your original name just does not exist anymore? Just because that's not your name no more, your oldest son is not your junior no more?
It's still the same thing, too.
He just didn't want his son to be a junior anymore. And that, I can't fuck with that.
He's still technically a junior. It doesn't matter. Guess what his sign is?
A junior, but my thing is, I feel like Brian McKnight literally changed his name so he doesn't, like...
Yeah.
Because now they have two different names. Like, it's the same thing, but it's the name added.
Yeah. Yeah, he did it on purpose. What is it? Guess his sign.
A Libra.
No.
A Cancer.
One more guess.
Gemini.
Yes.
No. Okay, I knew it was going to be one of them three.
Yeah. Nigga on some real petty shit. Nigga real... We moving real weird, real shady. You a grown ass man beefing with your kids. I don't. You going? Never mind. I'ma just say, parents be needing therapy. Niggas be needing therapy. I'm going to gift him with a free month of BetterHelp because maybe he needs to talk to somebody. Because what the fuck is wrong with you, bro? You really, right. Like...
It's the delusion. Like his son said.
Do they delusion. Even be saying anything? Like, the kids don't be... It only comes... Stuff only happens because Brian does petty shit like that. And then they, you know, reply... Bro, what is wrong with you? And his wife is laid up chilling. Like, she don't see nothing wrong with it. So you're just as complicit.
She ain't gonna see nothing until it's her.
Exactly. It's crazy. Yeah. Until he ends up doing it with y'all, with your babies in 20 years when he get a new wife. Then what?
But didn't he officially adopt her kids, though?
What does that have to do with anything?
Oh, no, because I was going to say, wonder if she could put him on child support if he ever tried to. Yeah, dummy.
He adopted them. Dummy. But they're kind of older, so, you know, well, at least the daughter.
Yeah, 18.
Huh? The daughter is not under 18. The daughter is like 20, 21.
Oh, okay.
The son, maybe not. The son might be like 15, 16, so. But, yeah. When it happens again to you, you and your babies need to keep quiet. I don't want to hear nothing. I don't want to hear a peep out of y'all. Thank you. Anything else, friend?
Yeah, no. I just can't believe him. I can't believe that man.
But... I'm not at all surprised. A man is going to embarrass you every chance he gets, whether it's your man or your pappy.
I just can't believe him like that, but the delusion. You really did that. You really did that.
Your pappy.
The baby is the daddy.
The baby is the daddy.
That's the name of the episode. The baby is the daddy.
But that's gonna wrap up Hot Topics this week, so we can go ahead and get into these docket questions. Go ahead, friend.
Okay, so the first docket question we have is, would you put up with baby daddy, baby mama drama? Go ahead, friend.
No.
And it's just straight like that.
If y'all beefing, I just don't need to be a part of that. I just don't care. Like, I honestly cannot. I get it. Like, it'd be difficult and shit. But I saw also, that's something you got to work out on your own. I can't. I'm a writer for certain things.
Right.
I can't deal with an unhappy home.
I more so feel like sometimes it's just like, what did this person do so bad to you for you to just hate their existence? or you just can't come to, because it's either one party is gonna be cordial, the other party ain't gonna be with it. It's always topsy-turvy kind of thing. Like, I feel like when it gets like too extreme, and I just feel like now, like, I'm getting involved, it's just like too much. It's messing with my mental. Like, I just cannot. I feel like I wouldn't be able to put up with it then, but I feel like it just gotta be improvement, you know? Like you said, some shit I'm just not gonna deal with, but I feel like to a certain point, like, yeah, it just be a lot sometimes, but
yeah, I'm not interested in it at all, especially because I don't have any, so it's like,
right, when you don't have any, it's like, whoa, this is a whole different world for
yeah
me.
I'm not used to it. It's not my ability. That's not my ministry. It's not my lifestyle. I don't know nothing about that, so yeah, I don't know. I don't think I've ever had to really deal with it. Like, I can't think of anything, so I don't think I've really had to deal with it. Like, they might, like, they're not cool or close, like, they don't, you know, but it was never, like, active beef. But I just feel like if it was, like, why is you stressing about this girl? Go fuck her if that's what you want. That's how I'm being. Because it seems like that's what you want.
Yes, and listen, sometimes the guys be wanting their family back, sometimes the girls should be.
Right. And I can't deal with, like, that shit. Like, you right. want you want your family back, girl? Have them.
Or it's just like, girl, it's either if you want your family back, go get her, or girl, he don't want you, balloon it and let it go.
I'm not gonna deal with that one.
That's gonna be another. Maybe one day we'll do an episode just based on not even doing hot topics, just like a whole like girl session, you know? We should do that. We should plan that. I think that'll be a good one, so we can really like get the whole episode can just be about like girl shit. So that'll be a good one. So that was the, you got anything else to say, friend, about that?
Girl, no, I don't got no baby man. My man don't got no kids.
You is the baby, period.
I am the baby.
Okay, so the second docket question is, do you tell your man your friend's tea? And I kind of want to go first because
go ahead.
We gonna talk about it, okay? I feel like I feel like certain tea, no. I won't say, like, if it's just something like between me and my friend and it's like legit, like, you know, serious talk that we have had or whatever. If she told me something that I gotta take to the grave, I'm taking to the grave. I'm not repeating. But, you know, like little petty stuff, like, let me tell you about my friend. So her friend, like, say if it's a topic about how a friend tried you, and I'm just like, how about my friend? So her friend, da 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 da, because half of the time the niggas barely be paying attention to the story anyway. So it's just fun to, like, just tell a story to somebody that knows nobody who you're talking about.
Right.
It's just, I don't know. So yes, I do it sometimes, but if it's like something that I'm just not gonna say, then no. I don't tell everything, but I will have a little tea talk sometimes.
I definitely do be telling tea, like, all the time. Like, I just be saying shit. I guess, like you said, if it's something like serious or real personal or like, you know, I feel like I have discretion. I know what's tea and what I can like share. If it was something for real, I'm not gonna give him all that. But I definitely be saying stuff. And he's the type that, first of all, he's a guy's guy. So if it's a nigga involved, he's gonna be trying to say how we're wrong and the man was right. And I'm like, no, you're not. So it'll be like that. Or it'll be, I don't know. I don't let him. And the reason this came up is because I was seeing a TikTok and people were talking about how they've lost friendships because their friends would tell their husbands or their boyfriends all of their business. And then the boyfriend or the husband would try to, like, throw it on them, or like it would cause like some type of friction.
Yeah, I know for a fact after that conversation, he's probably not even going to remember what I said. So I don't even have to worry about him repeating.
Mine
it.
Will remember. He won't. Yeah, like, he don't know names.
Told you. Yeah, like your mom. Yeah. I told you. Blah, blah, blah. Oh yeah, yeah.
So like certain things, I have to check him out. I'm like, okay, like hold on, that's my friend. Like. All right, now hold on. He's like, nah. I'm like, nah, chill. Like, there's this one picture of one of my friends. Her feet, because of the angle of the camera, her foot looked big, and so he's like, who's the one with the big feet? I'm like, don't be talking about my friend. Like, my feet are literally bigger than hers. Like, what do you mean? He's like, I'd rather talk about her than you. Like, nah. I know exactly. What you're I'm like, bro, calm down now. Hold on. So stuff like that, but apparently a lot of women have lost friendships and fell out with people because they didn't like the fact that their friend was telling her man their business. And I was just like, oh, is this a bad thing? Like, is this not something? Like, and they were like, yeah, that's because they have nothing to talk about in their relationship, so they have to just gossip and woot woot woot. And I'm like, well, that's not me.
Yeah,
but I do be spilling tea. I'm like, oh, so do people not do that? Like, is that a problem? Like, am I the drama? I didn't think I was the issue. And so I was asking people, I was like, yo, do you right. be telling such and such? And she's like, I mean, yeah. I was like, all right, cool. Cause like, I had to check in and make sure I'm not crazy. But apparently a lot of people don't like that. So let us know how y'all feel. Are y'all the type to run your mouth? And would you be upset if your friend ran your mouth? I feel like if it's something you were like, oh, don't tell nobody, I'm not gonna say it. Or
right.
if I know it's something like, I'm not go. But lighthearted, fun, messy little 1-2, yeah, he know about it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. He don't know like names to faces to really like peep it. But if I were to be like, remember, woot woot woot, he gonna remember.
Right.
Sorry, y'all.
Because if you don't remember, I'm gonna be like, you don't be listening to nothing I say. No, I do.
He'll be like, I have a bad memory. It's not fair. Don't do that. That's literally what he's up. But yeah, I don't know, y'all. I'm sorry. I be telling my mama stuff too, so she be knowing y'all drama. My bad. I tell my mom more than I would tell my boyfriend. Like certain things that like mm-hmm. really heavy, and I'm like, damn, like I gotta get this off my chest. I'm gonna tell my mom.
Gotta rip it out.
She be knowing some stuff about y'all, but she you know, that's my mama. But sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. She knows what be happening. yeah. That's you got anything else to say, friend?
I don't.
All right, that's gonna wrap up the docket questions this week. We're gonna go ahead and get into this next one. So, do zodiac signs affect who you choose to date? Is that what you were saying?
Yeah.
For me, I don't think it really affects who I choose to date. Like, if I think it affects who I like. I think I naturally gravitate towards other fire signs, which I don't actually like dating them, though. Okay, so then yes. Oh, wow. Yes, it does. Hold on. To a certain extent. If I'm really vibing with you and we're really, like, locked in, cool. It's not that big a deal. But mm-hmm. I know for a fact, like, I'm a Sag, so another fire sign, Aries or Leo, we're going to beef heavy. We're all very like passionate, loud arguments. I like a laid back man. So an Aries or a Leo is not that. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
I attract them. But when I see that, I mean, you'd really have to lock in with me. But like other signs, like the signs people hate, like Gemini, Cancer, whatever, Scorpio. All of them I've dated, so yes and no.
I feel like with me, it will leave a bad taste in my mouth. So if yeah. you come to me and I'm just like, don't take offense to it, because I have been like that before. Like if I know what sign, I'm just like, I don't know.
I did that. I literally said I was never gonna date another Cancer. But here I am, dating another cancer. So.
That's why I was like, no, it doesn't. But
Okay, so I really only dealt, to be honest, like in my life as real, like serious relationships, a Pisces and a Libra. I have dealt with a Cancer before, and I just feel like no. I have not dealt with the Gemini. At least I don't think I have dealt with the Gemini. But as far as the serious ones, a Libra, bad taste. You know,
Libras are liars. I can't deal with no lying ass. They are liars.
For no complete reason.
No reason. One Libra that's not a liar. Let me say this.
As far as Libras, the female Libras, I have met a couple of female Libras that are liars. I have a really close friend that's a Libra, and she's not a liar. She's really pretty much an open book. But it's really the niggas. But Libras are liars, and that's so crazy. But I feel like with me, yeah, it'll leave a bad taste in my mouth. I will try to not let it affect me too much. But when it doesn't work out, I'll be like, that's why. I knew it. Like, I already knew it. I tried to give you a chance and it didn't work.
I knew it. Y'all always prove me right. That's how I be feeling.
Yeah. To be honest, I feel like if I am talking to you though and I look it up and like we're a match, I'm like, this is my husband. I knew it. This is my husband.
For me,
we're perfect for each other.
Yeah. I feel like, I don't know. Because, like I said, my two other like serious relationships were both Aries. Terrible, 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 toxic, messy, awful. One of my best friends, he's a Leo. Could never date him. Awful. We argue, literally. I'm gonna eventually make him come out here one day, but argue crazily. Can't stand it. And then, I've talked to other Aries too. It was just always a bad situation. I feel like I could never really seriously be with another fire sign. I am too much and too extra to be with someone else just as equally much and extra. We can't both be the drama. It does not work that way. It needs to be one star in the relationship, and that's me. So you have to take the back seat. There's no choice. You have to take the back seat.
I could probably honestly say for a fact I won't mess with a Cancer again, and that is a full promise. So yes, I am excluding them completely from
who was the Cancer
the one that called me the C-O.
Oh, you're gonna let that
But you know what? It's not even him. It's Cancers, period. They're
emotional. You better leave Cancers alone. They are emotional.
I'm sorry. Cancers are very loving, but they're so freaking sensitive. They get obsessed with you,
which fuels my narcissism, so I love that. but... It'd be a lot. I'm not gonna hold you. Like, are you really upset? Okay, sorry. Like, it'd be given that. But
no, but yeah. But as far as like, yeah, I feel like a Taurus only really a Taurus. If we don't get along, if you don't get along with a Taurus, 9 times out of 10 it's you. And I'm just being completely honest. But for signs that I have looked up, I have looked up that Taurus and Cancers are great friend compatibility, which is so crazy. But we match with like Pisces very well, which
I never did a Pisces.
Really? Well, see, your sign and my sign is completely different.
Yeah, I could never. Taurus Pisces are emotional.
They are.
They're water signs. They're emotional, but they have that evil in them. And I'm like, so you're crying right now, but you might set my car on fire, and I just can't. Yeah.
Wait.
Shout out to my twin. She's a Pisces. Huh?
Taurus is a what sign?
Taurus is an earth sign.
Okay, so what is the...
We've talked about this before.
Okay.
Not on the podcast. It wasn't on the podcast. I think it was just me and you talking about it. I'm pulling it up now. But so, Sag...
Well, I was going to say, what was the meaning for the earth sign, though? So, Cancer is a water sign.
I think so.
That would make sense.
So yeah, Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn are earth signs. They are doers, creators, organizers of the zodiac. Their artistic and innovative capabilities are unmatched. Think Salvador Dali, a Taurus, or music icon Beyonce, Virgo. They are rooted and grounded in their approach to life and encourage others to follow suit.
Period.
Here. This was the chart we had looked at this one time. So yeah, details for earth sign, detail oriented, down to earth, cultivated, grounded, and practical. Fire signs, which are Aries, Leo, Sag, brave, artistic, confident, passionate, independent. And that's where the problem comes in, because I very much like to be to do my own thing. Air sign is Libra, Aquarius, and Gemini. Witty, social, spacey, intellectual, good listeners. That's why I feel like I do rock with Geminis. I can't deal with a Libra because they're a liar. I don't like Aquarius either because they're know-it-alls. And then Pisces, Scorpio, and Cancer are all water signs. So imaginative, empathetic, emotional, nurturing, and intuitive. Emotional. If we heard that. Pisces, Cancer, and Scorpio. Scorpios are also evil. I won't deal with a Scorpio.
You know what? A trait that my cousin had, and she's a Scorpio, she would literally be so into a guy. Oh, she likes him, this and that and that. A couple of weeks. I don't really like him. I'm like, girl, what happened within today and now back then? Like, I'm so confused. But yeah, that's why I'm so surprised that she is now in a full blown relationship and he's a Taurus.
But yeah. Zodiacs and dating are interesting. This was fun. We'll do this something like this again.
Yeah.
You got anything else to say, friend?
No.
So let's go on and get into this next little topic here. We just had Sweetie versus Ice Spice. I think it came up in just a conversation of mediocrity within rap space. And the pretty privileged light skin woochy woochy girls, aka Sweetie's mediocre and everyone hates her. Ice Spice is mediocre, everybody loves her. Why? And I thought about this, and the answer is Sweetie's not genuine. We've talked about this before. Sweetie isn't that she's not a genuine person, but her rap personality persona is not genuine.
It's like she flips on this switch and acts totally different for the Sweetie,
right?
And then it's like she switches it off and she's back a regular
California girl. Like, she don't talk like that, she don't move like that. It just it's weird. Ice Spice,
that's it's how more like really a girl acts. From around the way. She acts like she's a girl from around the way. She is a girl from around the way.
Right.
So people kind of resonate to her more. Now, as far as the music, that probably could play a part in it, because it's like when we hear... I feel like when Sweetie was in her Icy her Girl, Pretty Bitch music, it was a movement for her. Like, I feel like it was really working for her. And then she was with Quavo, so everything was just working out, but the music wasn't always that good. We just liked sweetie.
If you remember, like, when she went, like, what was the first one? My Type. You know, My Type was everywhere. And I remember, I think it was, like, the Hip Hop Awards, maybe, that year. And she had My Type, and then right after that, Tap In. So two very famous beats that she was rapping over. The bars were mid. It was cute, but it got some radio play. Right. I literally remember her performing, and Quavo was front row. Quavo was recording, like, happy, cute, happy for his lady. When I tell you the audience... they did not care at all, and I was like, I feel bad, this is embarrassing. She's giving her little one too, you know, she can't really dance, but she was trying. Quavo eating it up front, you know, he's like the mom in Mean Girls. And until she brought Too Short out, now everyone's on their feet. I said, oh, I have to try to find it. It was literally embarrassing. I felt so bad for her because she was trying, like, you know, y'all right. like the song, right? Y'all be playing it. But people, the thing is, I just feel like people never really liked her music. I think she had just a good backing behind her. I think maybe she doesn't have that same support from her label that she did previously. Mm-hmm. And the music just doesn't hit the same. Like, Ice Spice, no, she don't be having, like, the best bars or crazy. She'll do a little 1-2, like, you know, it'll be like, okay, girl. But it's it's not like, oh, I just got that. What she said, it was on purpose. She wants to make simple music. She does. And I don't know. I like her better. I can't help it. I don't know what more to say. She definitely is mid. I don't think I want to see her in concert because it will be a little boring. But Sweetie in concert would be cringy. So would I rather be bored or cringing? I think I'd rather be bored. I'm just going to be honest with you.
My thing is... So do you feel like... Because Vice just did a performance on SNL.
Mm-hmm.
Sweetie was on SNL, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she did perform too. So yeah.
It was awkward. Remember she like did that weird look back? And yeah, it was a meme for a while because very awkward. That's why I said it would be awkward. Like, Sweetie just doesn't... I don't know. Yeah. But Sweetie's music is now getting objectively bad.
Thing is, she keeps trying. She knows the numbers are not that good. Not even not that good. They're not good. She knows they're not good, and she's gonna keep trying. So
her music is getting worse, and it's just like, that's not how it's supposed to go. You know what I'm saying? Them two, three songs to come out with.
It really
what was
is.
That? Shot O'Clock and whatever that one. It's getting worse. You can't. But I feel like if she had, she came out with My Type. I think she had another hit right after that. That wasn't off of some like famous beat. That was original. That was actually she wrote herself. She could have kind of pushed herself into another direction. Say what you want about Ice Spice. Her stuff is original.
Right.
It's not something we've heard before. And maybe that's why she gets a little bit more, you know, play because it's new. Sweetie was recycling stuff and it just wasn't hitting. I feel like people are sampling a lot of stuff that's only 20 years old, and considering we're in our mid 20s, I know this song. You know, when they were sampling, like when our parents, or not my parents in the 90s, they were sampling stuff from like the 80s, 70s. Yeah. So they didn't know it. So it was literally their parents being like, you don't know nothing about that, and playing the original. Right. I can play both. I know exactly who it was. I remember when it came out, I saw it on 106 in Park. So it's just not, it's not the same.
Right.
I don't know. We're losing the recipes, but you know, Riot is doing his thing. Shout out to him. I don't know. You got anything else to say, friend?
No. Yeah. So now I've come to terms what it is with that whole situation.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just really, when I watched the YouTube video that I sent you, I was just like...
Another person that I was telling you to watch for years, and she just started watching. Bro, Max does this. She will not, I can tell her, I'm like, oh, you're going to like this. I can send her songs, artists, YouTubers. She won't pay attention for months. She'll randomly start watching it, and then she's sending me stuff. Oh, you seen this? Oh, you seen this? Girl, I've been telling you about it for literal years. I've watched that man for years.
I can agree to that. I do that a lot.
A lot. But yes, so that was the whole thing. But I think, I hope, do you think Sweetie can turn it around?
No. Because like you said, it's getting worse at this point. Right. Maybe if she, I feel like it's going to take a miracle to get her sales up. At this point, do you feel like an artist, like a solidified artist would even help her? Because if that doesn't help her at this point,
like,
I don't
who? Know. I don't, like, what, Beyonce? That's the only...
No, not even a Beyonce. Maybe a Lil Baby. Or maybe a Bryson Tiller.
Not a Bryson Tiller.
Okay.
I don't think a Lil Baby either. I feel like Lil Baby features don't do what they used to do.
You know what? A lot. Less, you know what? We should talk about that next one. Because I was just talking about that with somebody, and they were saying Lil Baby is kind of getting a little washed up. They saying yeah. stuff is kind of sounding...
Because it's oversaturated. Don't I keep saying this? I keep stressing this? I cannot make it...
So I feel like we consume so much.
It gets boring.
What else can you put out?
Right. It gets boring. There's only so many words. I just... Listen.
Well, what artist do you feel like would help her? Because at this point, I don't feel like there is an artist that can help her.
I don't.
She helped her. That was a good boost. She helped her, but then it's like Doja brought her up.
But then she does not doing anything with it. Right. When she has it, she's not. She don't strike when the iron's hot, and I don't understand what they're doing.
Even with Janae, that was a cute little song. They was playing that on the
radio. I love that. That's what her bag should be. I still listen to that song. I'm not going to hold you. I literally listened to it yesterday. Back to the Street. I genuinely listened to it yesterday. That was her bag a little bit. I think she needs to figure out what exactly her sound is. She needs to stick to it. She needs to be consistent. But she needs to take a little break.
Yeah.
Really get into some heavy artist development, some heavy training, and figure out
at this point this will be her second break. This will be her second big long break.
And that's what I'm saying. I don't know that when she comes out this time though, she has to drop like 5 heat. It need to really come because this ain't working, baby.
Yeah,
I hate to be the one to tell you this, sweetie. I'm holding your hands as I say this. It's not working. Shot o'clock. I wish I could get those 3 minutes back. You understand? All right.
I can't even tell you what the other name of the song was.
Birthday.
It's your birthday. It's your birthday.
Terrible. And like she's making that stupid voice, and I hate a rap voice. You know I hate a rap voice.
Girl,
why are you talking like this? What are you doing? I can't take it, girl. We finna wrap this up because I can keep going. Honestly, we don't even gotta do the last segment. We can wrap the show here. It's over an hour. I will leave this. We'll leave this with y'all. Let us know what you think, Sweetie, Ice Spice. Backtrack because we went in on Sweetie a lot. We didn't really get into Ice Spice. Do you think she's gonna last?
No, and I feel I'm only saying no only because let's be real, Ice Spice is catchy, but it's giving the same pattern. I feel like maybe with more artist development, maybe if she could switch it up just a little bit, because I feel like there's nothing wrong with having your own style of like when you come on a song, because they recently said something like Chris Brown, like, okay, he just dropped a song. They were saying, like, all his songs sound the same. And then somebody basically was saying, it's just his voice is so distinctive. It's just like, when he comes on the song, you just know it's a Chris Brown song. Mm-hmm. Something like that. So maybe she could play on it like that. Like, when Nicki come on the song, she's going to play in the rhythm and stuff like that. But you're going to know it's Nicki Minaj. Like,
right.
Maybe if she can do more.
I don't think everybody can do that, though.
That's what I'm saying. Because Zach was saying how the SNL performance, the last performance she did with the Afro kind of beat song, he was just like, this is not Delhi, and you swear it just, you can't do that for everything,
right?
So maybe with more the industry, like artist development, maybe she can last, because she's been last. I mean, let's be real, it hasn't been that long, to be honest. It hasn't even been a year, right? It hasn't.
I think it's been maybe a year.
Probably now. But yeah, so maybe I won't say no just yet. I'll say that maybe she just needs, you know,
how more long work. Do you think, if she doesn't switch it up, how long do you think she gonna last?
As long as Sweetie lasted.
Sweetie's been here a minute, though.
Sweetie has been here a minute, but where is she?
But let's, she still gets booked. Someone's booking this girl.
It's booked, but not for rapping. Sweetie is in her model bag, her advertisement bag. Sweetie does
even in her production. Even when she was hosting, whatever she was hosting, she was bad at that. She, I don't know what that girl got going on. Cause you, what was she,
right you with that? The read?
I was mad. Like, girl,
it was like, did somebody take your tongue out your mouth, kinda? That's what it was giving, like, dang, yes. What was so... It's like they were just jibber-jabber words, and she just couldn't, like, pass, ding, like, she just could not think of... Yeah, that was terrible.
So, I don't know, but I could see another year of Ice Spice doing the same thing. This is... Mm-hmm. Munch came out in 2023. I think it came out like summertime. So I could see it going through to the following summer, like having another little summer bop, but I couldn't see anything past that. I would, especially if she keeps dropping so much music. I feel like if she spaced it out a little bit, it could last a little bit longer. But like I said,
well, she's true, so I get it. But you know, I feel like with Lola Brooke, and then we're gonna wrap this up, y'all, because we're gonna keep talking. But with Lola Brooke, how she did take a minute from Don't Play With It, because that was running its course, and then she finally dropped You with her and Bryson Tiller, and I actually like that song. Like, it fits her. She gives me like Foxy Brown vibes and stuff, and I like that song. So I feel like that song is doing like good for her. And then she just dropped another song with French Montana, and I think people are really liking that song too. So I feel like, you know, break. So somewhat of a break. Like, you're new, so
not,
you still want
to. Not an extended amount of time, but
not a Cardi break.
Right. No, definitely not.
We didn't even get into, she said she wanted to commit.
Because I didn't want to talk about that hoe. I'm tired of talking about her. Girl, she said they said she was gonna off herself. She said she was gonna off herself because people keep arguing with her in the comments because she's so emotional. All right. She said to somebody else that she wishes her and her mom die. So, like, all right.
Tomato, tomato.
Right. Yeah, we gonna wrap this up. Sorry. I hope you guys like this episode. Be sure to comment, like, share, subscribe, rate us if you're listening on Apple or Spotify or any of the other ones, Amazon, I don't know, what else, Google. Share it with your peoples, and we'll be back next week. Anything else, friends?
No, just enjoy, y'all. When was this be out?
Next couple Monday. Days.
Next couple of days.
It'll be out Monday.
Enjoy y'all day. Be safe this week. Make good choices.
No.
And stay messy.
Stay messy.
They ever trying to knock up, put my foot up in your cock, call your mama and your papa like I'm finna take your dollar, turn that bitch into a soccer ball and rock a rock a rock a get in.